One of America's least densely populated states has hit a major milestone. Around the first of the year, Montana's population crossed over the million-person mark. The governor says it's a good sign for the future, but Montana Public Radio's Dan Boyce reports some residents say the state is already too crowded.
It must be Sunday in Townsend, Montana. Penny's breakfast station is frying up hash browns into the early afternoon.
It's about an average Sunday. Mm-hmm. We get pretty busy after the church crowd.
Fewer than 2,000 people live in this small farming community, surrounded by national forests and just south of the gigantic Canyon Ferry Reservoir. Oh, Penny's serves as a regular gathering place for residents, like 86-year-old Dorothy Hahn, who's lived in Townsend most of her life.
Since 1943.
She says 1 million Montanans is too many.
Oh, that's a lot of people for Montana, because we've got a lot of wide open spaces.
And she says she wants it to stay that way.
I don't like big cities at all. I like small towns.
Nearby, youth group leader Carrie Driver doesn't mince words on her view of newcomers.
Go back where you came from. Pretty much. Especially if you're coming from California or these other states and they buy a secondary houses that they don't even use and then expect that they can come in and tell us how we need to run ours because they live here 2 months out of the year.
The state's entire population has grown about 10% over the last decade to reach the million mark. But those million Montanans are stretched over an area bigger than New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island combined. It's fewer than 7 people per square mile.
So we're not crowded by any stretch of the imagination.
Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer.
Now, I did see a bumper sticker in Great Falls last week. It said, Montana is full. We hear there's still room in North Dakota.
As for himself, Governor Schweitzer likes the million-person figure.
This gives us an opportunity for more jobs, more opportunities for our children and grandchildren. So it's, I guess it's progress.
Back at Penny's breakfast station, Randy Brown is finishing up his coffee. He runs a concrete company in Townsend and says population equals construction.
In my business, it makes me feel good because there's people moving in. That means they want houses or they'll buy something that needs to be repaired or add a garage to. So I haul the concrete or ready mix to them to make me money as they come in.
More Montanans might mean more business for him and for Penny's breakfast station. Just don't be surprised if you have to wait in line on Sundays. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Townsend, Montana.
This is NPR News.